PhoenixPapers.com.
The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says she's not nervous one bit about Democrats losing elections, which are 90-plus days away. Man, November will suddenly be upon us as we've hit August, my friends. Hey, everybody, it's Kate Delaney. The name of the show is America Tonight. Glad you're joining us as we start another work week and a new month. So we turn the page on the calendar. Boy, July went by in the blink of an eye. If you work for BP, they're probably loving the fact that we're into August because it looks like they're getting closer and closer and closer to sealing that leak forever and ever with the final static kill. That might happen Monday or Tuesday. Then it's a question of testing it, and then it's a question of purely cleanup, baby. It'd be all about the cleanup and the focus on the people. That would be a good thing. Get that behind us. Hasn't it seemed like it's lingered forever? If it has seemed that way, it's because it has. Since April 20th, we have been talking about the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. Of course, the temporary cap that was installed, 3 weeks ago, has been a godsend because it's worked so far. Once the relief wells are in and plugged up, that'll be that much better, I think, for the people in the Gulf region. Perhaps they're able to get back to work. Some of them who haven't been able to do so anyway, within the next couple of months, maybe. Not in the worst areas, but somewhere it was a little bit questionable anyway. There's no question here, boy, oh boy, the Pentagon is doing whatever they can to, I think, point fingers or hide under a rock, but come up with something or some reason why the WikiLeaks.org organization was able to, as it's looking like, flip an army private into loading thousands of classified documents into their system, or into their hands is the better way to put it, and then they put it into their system for the world to see, over 92,000 pages. So the top military brass of the Pentagon is trying to protect the Afghans, who may be at serious risk from Taliban retaliation. Of course, why not put a few heads on some sticks? They've been known to do it outside of the villages as a warning to those who would cooperate with coalition forces. Admiral Mike Mullen, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the United States is what he would call duty-bound to try to shield the informants who were named in the documents. A little bit more on that. Here he is.
When it first occurred, I was appalled. I remain appalled. Mm-hmm. And that the potential for the loss of lives of American soldiers or coalition soldiers or Afghan citizens is clearly there. The scope and the volume of these leaks are unprecedented. And the specifics of them, and I've been through some of them, but we've still got a lot of work to do to really put the details together.
And, of course, this isn't a surprise. The Taliban has access like anyone else. They're not ignorant of what's happening in the Internet age. In fact, they use it for propaganda purposes. So a Taliban spokesperson says that they're going to use the material to try to hunt down people who've been cooperating with a foreign invader. Mullen, by the way, was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was interviewed on Face the Nation and NBC's Meet the Press. Throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Given this and some other things that have happened, how damaging is this to the non-existent end game in Afghanistan? And it is, here's what's going to happen. If the Taliban's able to make examples of a couple people, like I said, the heads on the stick, videotape it, get it out there, then it's becomes even more of a Pandora's box, which I think that's what's going to happen. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Kate?
Good. We haven't talked to you in a while, but you've sent us some great emails, and we hope you're doing well.
Immigration. First off, my grade for Obama.
Yeah.
F minus.
Yeah, I love that F minus.
F minus. And a mark in New York. Just a little FYI. Homeschooling is on the rise by quite a margin. At least in the Midwest, and I know in Pennsylvania, homeschoolers are on the rise because they're sick of public schools.
Well, they're sick of the crappy education, absolutely, that their kids are getting there.
But my real issue is immigration.
Oh, I know.
No surprise there, but I don't know how many people know that Obama appointed a Supreme Court justice who is a member in good stead of La Raza to the Supreme Court. It's in her Bar Association profile.
Yeah.
And we have another government member that he appointed, another member of La Raza that the United States government gets millions to, and yet, and I will read this per quote, what the founder of La Raza, Jose Gutierrez, said, we're a new mestizo nation. We have got to eliminate the gringo. And what I mean by that is, if worse comes to worse, we have got to kill him. From Jose Gutierrez. What does that tell people? That they're here peacefully?
No.
I don't think so.
Not all, no.
And I'll, real quick, two of my friends, and they're really hunks. Boy, I wish I was 20 years younger. They went to Arizona to see if they could get work. They went. They let their beards grow out. They went looking like sleazeballs, although I don't know how they can ever come off with sleazeballs, but that's just my feminine opinion. And they couldn't get hired. They stood in the same street corners right along with the rest of the illegals. They didn't get picked up. They didn't get hired.
Wow.
And they were blistered. Man, they did this for 5 days in a row. And I said, that's because, well, one of them is blonde and blue-eyed. And I said, do you really think at 6'2", blonde, blue-eyed, you were going to get hired? And he said, I look like the Dickens. He said, I really look like a bum. And not either one of them could get hired. So they went over to Home Depot, because Home Depot in Arizona is just infamous for illegals collecting there or congregating for contractors' jobs. They couldn't find it, and they did this for 5 days.
Just, really?
Just to see. And they're from Illinois. And they could not get hired. So I'm sorry. If we don't put our foot down as American citizens, and I stress citizens, and we don't start really beating this issue to death, that we are not going to tolerate amnesty or any more immigration issues other than deportation, we are lost. I mean, we are truly lost in this issue because they're here to claim as much as they can. And by the way, 41.9% of all murders are now being committed by illegals. That was an FBI statistic.
I saw that, yeah, and that's what we talk about. You know, that is that's the thing that's so troubling. And yet there are so many people who just will not let any of that filter in. Thanks for the phone call. She makes the point about immigration, which we saw what happened in Arizona and the challenges that lie ahead there. And ultimately, what will the federal government do now that they've backed off of it for so long? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Of the hour, Bad Boys. Well, we have a lot of candidates for that one, but one in particular that we have to go after here on the show. So you just heard that Izzy brought up homeschooling and talked about, it seems like we're talking about education here mixed in with some immigration problems. And, you know, the immigration problem that we're having, and I'm being kind because we're overrun, particularly in border states, part of that is affecting education big time. And so much so that they have had to set up in the public school system in many of the areas in Texas, in some cases completely separate schools that were Spanish only because the kids don't understand English, and then it's getting them to English classes and teaching them in Spanish, and it's the whole anchor baby syndrome and what's happened in the decades since things were not in force. And I'm tired of people using the same old lame excuse about, I mean, you hear it. Hey, look, George Lopez does a whole act on it about immigrants. Yeah, you want our people to leave this country. And actually, a lot of what he does is pretty funny. But it does tap into the whole, you're not going to do what our people do. And if we, so that's why we know we have a job here, no matter what you say. And that's not true. It's that nobody wants to pay the wages. And therefore, yes, they go with the cheap labor. And there's been the eye turned, the head rolled around, the not checking the somebody's status when they're being hired. And listen, I've seen it in my own neighborhood where you go to a fast food restaurant and the person barely speaks English, and I don't know why. I'm not even stunned by this anymore, but it's exactly being played out right before my very eyes in my neighborhood, in the neighborhood next to that one. And I've said this before, the key thing here is, and what really sets all of us off, is the gangs, the kidnappings. If there's some kidnappings in some of the southern border towns, if we're talking about drugs, and yes, the people who, you know, there's going to be a supplier and there's going to be somebody that buys it, but that's part of the problem. That's part of the pipeline coming from the south. So you have to decide, at what point have we bubbled over way too much? Are we tired of uninsured drivers? I'll tell you one thing that's happened. Because of people like Izzy and because of other people who have had it up to the top of their heads, there was enough complaints in some areas that uninsured drivers, period, whether you're in the country legally or illegally, although it happened to be that most of the statistics fell on the illegal side, your car was automatically impounded. So if you're driving without insurance, boom, impounded. When there was an accident, unless it was a hit and run, then they got away. Again, you just had a description. However, that is really, really working in a place like downtown Dallas. And there are other cities that are doing the same thing. And I think we're going to see more of that. But the big picture is the politicians want to be careful how they play this because of the makeup of their base, because of the constituents and how they'll take, how they come down on the side of illegal immigration. All right, a couple of other things that I wanted to bring up right here at the top of the show is the fact that we keep going back to Afghanistan, and because of the WikiLeaks thing and what danger is it to the troops and what danger is it to the informants, and you just heard Mullen at the top, and Gates also sounded off. And now you look at Afghanistan, and congressional support is more than waning. Public support is waning, even from the biggest diehards. And you had your worst month, 66 U.S. casualties in July. So the goals for the war is it really achievable? There's not a quick fix to this thing. There just is not. So do you go the distance, or do you pull out now? Do you pull out now? Do you say, boom, let's cut our losses and let's skedaddle from here? Because in the big picture, in the big scheme of things, what are we going to accomplish? What do we leave Afghanistan within our pocket? Have we totally disbanded the Taliban? Have we hit the major pockets of Taliban-controlled areas? Did we do what we thought we were going to do? Yeah, the troop surge last year that was supposed to make an expanded fight much more possible, but it also meant you were going to see more people die, more troops die. And we certainly have seen that more troops have died. So now you have the defense secretary who's predicting himself that only a small amount of forces will come home next summer. But yet the president's saying he's going to begin phasing out the combat mission in Afghanistan. And that, yeah, there'll be forces on the ground. They're going to remain past the start of the draw down, but there are going to be people that come back as well. So there's no big hint here. There's no way to figure this administration out when it comes to things like illegal immigration, I think. Although what the president is saying is very similar to what George Bush said. In Afghanistan, we hear different things depending on what's being played out. And the end game is not very clear. So you now have these military records that are out there for anyone to peruse. You have the Taliban threatening, saying, yeah, we're going to use this information. We're going to go after people. And how damaging ultimately is it in the long run? How much does it hurt the U.S. tactics and the sources and all that sort of stuff when it comes to crucial information? I mean, that's the key. You even had Senator Lindsey Graham, who said he could see a collapse of congressional support next year if the Republicans yanked their backing to make Obama look bad, and if he's saying this, and if anti-war Democrats insist on a pullout. So what kind of alliances are going to be had and allegiances to make this thing work? The one thing that Graham said that I agree with is that Afghanistan is a work in progress. Naturally, it's only been a decade. But this is the part where he said to lose there would be disastrous. And I absolutely agree with that. To win would be monumental. But there is no end game. There is no definites on the outcome here. And there is a incredible PR nightmare that is about to begin. And it has to do with missions that nobody knew about. It has to do with civilians being killed. And then it's just flat out the names of people being listed in reports and how damaging ultimately that is to them and to their positions. You might have to replace people in the field, and the trust that's been gained that takes so long will have to be switched up with some new faces. And also then it's the question of whether or not the informants will trust the coalition people, the soldiers, again, or blow them off. And I'm leaning toward blowing them off if the Taliban does anything. If they don't do anything, because if they do something, it'll be heavily reported. They'll document it backwards and forwards. If they don't do anything, that's a different story. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we'll tell you about Mother Nature when it comes to fires in California and floods in Pakistan, taking the lives of many people in a scary, scary region. One, when we talk about the Taliban and the influence the Taliban yields, this would be at play with this kind of a disaster for the people who find themselves homeless and walking in very flooded areas trying to find some kind of shelter. I'll explain. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
More than 50,000 people who have been trapped over there, and there is no communication. Like, the telephone lines are down, the mobile cells are down, even the roads are down. The bridges have been flooded away. They lost everything and their belongings. So they are still wearing the same dress, which is covered with mud from the last 3-4 days.
That's a good description, sadly, of what's going on in one area in Pakistan, where you had people that are they're covered in water. They're walking in the middle of a flood. The people in Tennessee can relate, but you've got so many people dead as a result of this, like 1,200 people at this point. I mean, these are torrential what's going on here. So maybe that's not an accurate toll, but the latest they have is 1,200 people, and the high civilian death toll, you know, because not so much rescue efforts by troops and stuff, is, like I said, is daunting for those folks who are desperately trying to survive. And here's the scary part about this. I talked about this earlier on America Tonight. Kate, hanging with you, coast to coast, and all the spots in between, as we are fond of saying. The frightening thing is the Taliban realizes this is an opportunity because people are desperate. You've got nothing. You're caked in mud. You've got your kids on your back. You barely have clothes on your back, and you're stuck. You have nowhere to go. You're leaving the area, and you're just, you're walking like a ghost. And that's what's happened. And the U.S. is promising $10 million in aid to Pakistan, but will it actually end up being a good purchase for the U.S.? Will it spread some of that goodwill, or will the Swat Valley, which has been through Taliban rule in the past and months of battles between Islamist militants and the army, will these people be swung in a completely different direction? So you've got both groups. This is like the good guys versus the bad guys trying to get aid into this area that has the constant threat of what the Taliban will do. And the people are saying they don't give a crap who delivers the stuff to them. They just want to know how they can get food to their family and how they can rebuild their lives. I mean, they are like walking ghosts. Since they've been through 3 years of the Taliban and then fights with the army, just destruction, 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 now you heap this flood into it, and you have houses, shops, cars, crops, everything gone. You've got no money coming in from the government because they don't help people. And they're running out of food. They have nothing to do but to take the handouts. So they're going to take the handouts from wherever the handouts come. If you have millions of people that have been driven out of their house, which has happened last year, that's what the story was. You've got now you have 14,000 houses and 22 schools destroyed and not a lot of money. You need water. You need some kind of shelter. This is a daunting task. So will the government, who is trying to buy some friendships, will the $10 million for flood relief help the people? Well, it will help the people, but will it turn them off to the Taliban? In a desperate situation, absolutely, you take the money, but you have to look at it from their perspective. Will the Taliban still be able to change their point of view? You would think that, it might be the opposite. Okay, you get the aid, and you help the people who are so desperate, and they cut off the Taliban. They cut them off. But realistically, you've got these American special forces, you've got the coalition forces. How much of the 10 million, as it's filtered in, will actually get into the hands of the people who desperately need it, who don't have anything? Or how much of it ends up in the pockets of a very corrupt Pakistan government? Some of the people who would be in the villages, and the answer is, I'm going to say a big chunk of it ends up there. And how do you prevent that? Well, you don't, the only thing you could do is not give money. And how quick the government is to step in and help the people in Pakistan. And look what happened in the, I mean, I know these are wild comparisons, but look what happened in the Gulf. Boy, they sure didn't jump to help the people in the Gulf right away. I never understand this about this country. I do not understand it. How, when some horrific event happens overseas, immediately the U.S. responds, even if it's the same people who are kicking and throwing sand in our face. We respond and we help, but yet with our own people, it's like moving like molasses. Now I have to regurgitate all the things that have happened in the past, whether it's Katrina and the FEMA camps, or whether it's what we saw happen at the Gulf is the most recent example. But we had states that were slammed by flooding and hurricanes and mudslides, and We have this national debt that is so out of control. And I think sometimes we don't worry about cleaning up our own country. We are too concerned about what's happening with other countries. And, you know, $10 million, what does $10 million do? I know there's some people that would hear me say this and they'd say, are you kidding? We are bloody broke. I mean, we are done. How do you cough up money when you don't have any money to give? I don't get it. And the United Arab Emirates, how much do you think they're pledging? I'm going to tell you. $100 million, which is nothing for that country anyway, but still is the biggest. I think it's the biggest. Qatar is, no, they're also pledging $100 million. Then in the meantime, you have Bangladesh chipping in $1 million. You have Pakistan, the government itself, pledging $1 million to the Red Cross for supplies. And look what you have from the U.S. You've got $10 million from the U.S. So there are others that are stepping to the plate and giving bigger bucks. But, you know, why don't we have a say in sometimes where this money is going? Why is it our responsibility to constantly reach out and ultimately help every country that has some kind of a disaster? Even if that country is a country that you know is really, I mean, Pakistan is really where the U.S. should have been in the first place, not Afghanistan. It really should have been Pakistan. So I'm going to say that, you know, $10 million is a drop in the bucket compared to the United Arab Emirates, which they can afford. But you look at, the people affected by this flood, and you feel for them too. You do. But how much will the Taliban actually get out of this versus what will the people themselves? I come back to the same question. What will the people themselves get out of it? And the answer is, I don't think very much. I think that the money, you know, call me cynical, but I think the money gets funneled into the pockets of people who are part of the government, which is riddled with problems, massive corruption, and the people won't get the money. That's always the concern. It's like when you give money, you want to know, well, how much of it goes to the director, how much of it goes to whatever, because you don't want your money to go to an administrator. You want some kid in some country somewhere to get the money. Or in our own country, how about that? You want the money funneled to the right people. And I fear that in the situation with Pakistan, the money will not get funneled into the right place. Sadly. All right, quickly, this one, too. California wildfires, once again. You know, this is the time of year you get the Santa Ana winds, and the Santa Ana winds going in the wrong direction, wreaking havoc with Cali. And no deaths so far reported, but yet you still have a lot of people that are praying the lines don't jump and the firemen are able to contain as much as they can contain heading into yet another week, because the dual California wildfires are right now, in my last check, partially contained. And that's, you know, that's the dangerous thing about that. You start to get those winds, like I said, and the picture changes, I mean, instantaneously. Ooh, this is in Southern California, by the way, outside of Los Angeles that we're talking about. On the flip side, Bad Boys.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like
a bad boy? You know, it'd be such a layup to throw in one of the numerous politicians that we beat up here on the airwaves. You know, we know that there's massive problems in Washington, and it's the land of reaction instead of action, and our frustration is clear across this country. That's why I think you're going to see big changes with the 37 different senatorial seats up for grabs and all of the seats in the House. But that, it would just be too easy to give a bad boy. Could be, you know, Congressman Rangel, who's quoted as saying at the end of the week, because he was a congressman in New York forever. I mean, he was a fossil. And he said, 60 years ago, I survived a Chinese attack in North Korea. And as a result, I haven't had a bad day since. Today, I have to reassess that statement. And he's talking about getting prepared to be put on trial for 13 alleged ethics violations, and they got them cold on these things, including a vacation house and all kinds of money things that were hidden. But that's the obvious choice. And maybe this one's a little obvious to sports fans, but what it's very strange what happened with the Trojans. And when I say it's very strange, what's very strange is you have Pete Carroll, and he was the coach of the Trojans when they won a championship and a couple of championships and had a chance at another one that they lost to Texas. They lost when Vince Young was with Texas and Matt Leinart was the quarterback on the opposite side for the Trojans. And, you know, they have a powerhouse football team. He ends up going to the Seattle Seahawks and taking a job mysteriously during the whole time the USC situation was unfolding, meaning the end, college, I'll call it almost like the college mafia, was deciding on the fate of what was going to happen with USC. Not that I'm a big fan of the way college football is run and what the NCAA does, but USC got slammed to the ground. And here's what Reggie Bush, as he spoke for the first time over the weekend, had to say about the situation, because he was one of the major reasons the program is getting slapped, kicked, and finding many innocent players victimized by this.
I'd be lying if I said it didn't. You know, obviously it does, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and all I can do now is focus on the New Orleans Saints. Obviously, like I said, it bothers me and it sucks, and the whole situation is terrible, and nobody feels worse about it than I do. But at the same time, I can't dwell on the negative because I do have a job to do. I hope someday, at some point, it can be repaired, and we'll see what happens. You know, that's all I can do.
That's all I can do. Look, I needed a new car. I needed a house for my mama. I needed as much money as possible. Give me a break. He knew what was going on. They know what they're not supposed to do. He wins a Heisman Trophy, or USC had to send back its replica of the 2005 Heisman Trophy that he won, and eliminated nearly all mention of him on campus. Of course, he's a Saint now. Ironically, they win the Super Bowl. He makes the comment that he just made there. He was the number two overall draft pick in 2006. He's made a ton of money. But after a big-time investigation, they ruled in June that Bush and his family accepted improper benefits while he was at USC. The Trojans got 4 years probation, a two-year bowl ban, and scholarship restrictions, which really, really hurts. And I think he's persona non grata and should be on the campus of USC. And Pete Carroll, suspiciously, like I mentioned, goes to Seattle. You know, the guy's showing up in a new car. He's got all kinds of expensive threads on. I mean, where do you think he's getting the money? Give me a break. I mean, come on. People aren't stupid. And I happen to see the Carroll interview on the HBO sports series with Brian Gumbel, and listening to him, and you could just see it. You know, when somebody's almost wide-eyed like a deer, that he's answering questions, but he knew something wasn't right there. Matt, what do you think? I think the Reggie Bush, I mean, you know, he's going to get asked about it, so he makes his little statement, but I didn't think he was very contrite. I mean, he said, oh, I feel terrible, but, you know, hopefully someday, whatever, but I got a job to do. He knew damn well his family right and left had their hands in his pockets, and he was getting money, and I don't necessarily agree with the way college athletes are treated, but this was ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think the writing was on the wall when Pete Carroll, I don't know where Steve
Pete Carroll,
came from.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, when he went up to Seattle, like you said, because he left a program where he was basically the god down there, the only relevant football program in the Los Angeles area, and he leaves to go to the NFL where he's already failed a couple different times.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that. No way. So, unfortunately, the schools make so much money off these athletes, and I get that, but the athletes in return get theoretically get these scholarships. So give me a break on the insincere, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm not buying what he's selling. He had to answer the questions, I think, but there would have been probably a better way to answer those questions. Since we're going down the thread of the athlete, this was interesting. A Chinese rider on Lance Armstrong's Team Radio Shack has been confirmed as testing positive for banned substances. His B sample, Li Fuyu's B sample, came back positive for an anabolic agent that can be used to reduce body fat. The 32-year-old rider had been suspended since late April after failing an in-competition test in March, and he denied using any of the substances, but they tested positive. I mean, they tested him, and he was positive for that. So the Lance Armstrong deal is in full swing. The investigation, and this is, you know, a guy that happened to be on the team, but what does it mean? I think a lot of the people at the Tour de France were playing catch-up. And it's that same question. If one person's doing it and another team's doing it and a team after that's doing it, well, then everybody's doing it. It's just a question of getting caught and not getting caught for a sport that wants to police itself. And speaking of Lance Armstrong, Floyd Landis, the guy who really flipped on Armstrong in the last 3 weeks, finished tied for 11th in a race in the Catskills in New York. He faded late, apparently not taking anything this time around. And Landis is not riding with anyone. He wears the jersey of a farm team. It's a developmental team. He wouldn't speak to reporters after the race because I don't think he wants to delve in the Tour de France thing. He was stripped of his 2006 Tour de France title. He admitted using banned drugs and made doping claims against Armstrong, which started this whole thing. And the look into the seven-time Tour winner, Armstrong, who's denying using drugs and has never tested positive. See, here's the thing. You don't test positive. Everybody's doing it, and you're trying to cheat the system. Oh, well, so sorry if they're nabbed. He's not nabbed. I know that sounds like kind of a naive statement, but I think that's the way you got to roll with this one. If they've got some hard evidence on him and they can nail him, they would have nailed him. And I don't know what they think they're going to find this time around. I'm going to leave you with a silly one. I'm kind of into jokes lately. I'm trying to work on my skills. And I know this is a little kiddish, but it kind of goes along when we're talking about the economy and what to do with your money. I thought about this. Where do frogs keep their money? Well, in a riverbank.